distributed across Virginia. I'm Michelle Bash.
Why Montgomery County Police and its school system are being sued together. I'm John Doman.
A look back at Larry King's favorite interviews. I'm Jason Fraley.
It comes after King has died at 87. Good morning, it's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Walgreens.
I'm Allison Keyes. Familiar voices in the nation for a half century, talk show host Larry King is silenced now. He died today at the age of 87. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Next on Larry King Live.
In the land of talk shows, there was once a king who reigned over most of the others. Larry King, who interviewed pretty much everyone who was anyone, from Richard Nixon.
What is it like to do it, to ascend men to die?
Being president during a war is difficult.
To the charmingly irritating Miss Piggy.
Piggy, I wasn't making a move for you.
Fine.
King described himself as a poor kid from Brooklyn who grew up to pinch himself every day because he never imagined being a voice heard round the world. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Nearly 25 million people in the nation have COVID-19 and more than 414,000 have died. But it continues to be tough to find the vaccine. This California healthcare worker got her first dose, but
applying for the second vaccine has been a nightmare. I trusted the officials when they said, okay, we got you, healthcare workers.
Health experts are warning that efforts to stop the virus now are more important than ever. CBS's Mola Lingi.
Well over 400,000 lives lost nationwide and lost opportunities to address the crisis sooner, says Dr. Anthony Fauci, interviewed for CBS Sunday Morning.
We could have saved a lot of lives. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I believe so. I think if we had the public health messages from the top right through down to the people in the trenches be consistent, that things might have been different. In fact, I'm pretty sure they would have been different.
The latest push from the CDC calls for all masks to be worn in public and should have at least two layers of fabric.
President Biden is trying to address some of that with his nearly $2 trillion COVID-19 proposal. But CBS's Skylar Henry tells us there's already pushback.
Republican lawmakers have already balked at President Biden's massive coronavirus relief plan, especially given that Congress passed a near $1 trillion plan at the end of last year. But the White House says if measures aren't passed soon, officials fear the country will have to dig itself out of a bigger economic hole later.
If you live in Michigan, you might want to check those lottery tickets.
The winning Mega Millions ticket was bought in Michigan.
Tonight, winning number to 42, 26, 60, 54, and the gold mega ball is 24.
The top prize has been growing since September 15th when a winning ticket was sold in Wisconsin. The next estimated Mega Millions jackpot is $20 million for Tuesday's drawing.
That is CBS's Jennifer Kuiper. It's the third largest jackpot in history, and this is CBS News.
Why Walgreens for your Medicare prescriptions? Convenient refills, expert pharmacists, and low-cost copays. Trust Walgreens for your Medicare prescriptions.
It's 11:03 on Saturday, January 23rd, 2021. 27 degrees. You might have seen some flurries today. Highs in the 30s. Good morning. I'm Sandy Kozel with the top local stories we're following this hour. The National Guard will be sticking around the nation's capital for a while. The Guard says it will continue supporting federal law enforcement agencies with 7,000 members, then draw down to 5,000 in March. More than 20,000 were called in for inauguration security. Coronavirus cases within the U.S. Capitol Police Force and the National Guard have spiked following that deadly attack on the Capitol.
So far, 150 members of the National Guard and 38 Capitol Police officers have tested positive since responding to the January 6 riot. Officials also tell CBS News that more than half of the 25,000 troops that were deployed to the district will soon be returning home. Many of them were seen in close quarters inside the Capitol. Some Democrats have also expressed concerns their Republican colleagues didn't wear masks as they sheltered in place during the attack, raising concerns of a super spreader event. More than 120 suspects involved in the attack are now facing federal charges. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
The coronavirus vaccine shortage in Virginia is getting worse.
This week, Virginia asked for 300,000 doses of vaccine, but only received about 106,000. And the Commonwealth has started distributing it to individual communities based on population. For instance,
Prince William County, again, a populous county, but they're only going to get about 6,000 doses a week.
Dr. Danny Avula is leading Virginia's vaccination effort.
It's really important for everybody to understand that there is not a lot of new vaccine coming into the state.
He expects it to take 2 to 3 months to get everyone in the Phase 1B group vaccinated. That includes police officers, teachers, grocery store workers, and people age 65 and older. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
With more on where the vaccination effort is headed, here's WTOP's Mike Murillo.
As more vaccine doses become available and states get through the first few groups, you could see mass vaccination centers open near you.
When you get to the group where you have a lot of people and you really need to do mass vaccination.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says when people between 16 and 64 years old who have underlying conditions are up for getting vaccinated, that will be a group of around 80 million people.
That's when you really would benefit greatly from community vaccine centers.
He says at that point, you probably will see, in addition to pharmacies giving shots, vaccination operations pop up at gyms, theaters, and even stadiums. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
A family in Montgomery County is suing, alleging a pair of county police officers berated and even physically assaulted their son after the boy wandered away from class last year.
The lawsuit targets the schools after a 5-year-old child was able to walk away from East Silver Spring Elementary last January. It took Montgomery County Police to find the child less than a mile away. The boy's mother, Shanta Grant, says police then verbally abused and threatened the boy, saying he should be spanked and even putting one handcuff around him.
Why are these officers treating him that way, in a way that no one should be treated?
Montgomery County Councilman Will Juwando.
Certainly not a 5-year-old boy.
Both county police and schools declined comment. The family's lawyer tells Bethesda Beat everything alleged was captured from a police body camera.
Why wasn't the situation de-escalated by school staff?
John Dome in WTOP News.
WTOP's Free Lunch Friday is for friends and family, courtesy of Silver Diner. Enter to win your free lunch at WTOP.com. Search free lunch for your chance to enjoy a delicious meal. These are unusual times, but you can still rely on your local Silver Diner to provide healthy, delicious menu options with the same quality and customer service you've come to expect. Free Lunch Friday available at all Silver Diner locations across the DMV. Coming up after traffic and weather, how Larry King once told WTOP he wanted to be remembered. It's 11:07.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton, and people sometimes ask me, what is the Good Feet store? A shoe store? I respond, we're an art support store. Most people don't realize that we have 4 arches in each foot. Not only that, but there are 26 bones, 33 joints, and over 100 tendons and ligaments in each foot. There's no way that a mass-produced shoe is going to meet the specific needs of your feet. That's where we come in. When you come into the Good Feet store, our staff is going to welcome you and listen to your needs. We want to learn about you, your lifestyle, your work,